Hello, Chichillers here. We interrupt the daily grind of the mundane and hyperbolous banter to bring you this extraordinary and astonishing broadcast.
It is time to cast off words, darkness.
Yes, it is. Once again, time has come. It's always time, but this is time to kind of step into time and say something from the throne of God. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld. We're glad that you're here. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and power, all the rulers of the darkness of this world. We're able to see and hear things clearly and understand things clearly, maybe not perfectly, but clearly enough to walk in the light as he is in the light. Hey, trusting you're having a great day. We're glad that you've joined us with this podcast. And this is It Is Time. We have a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. And the Holy Spirit's able to put something in our hearts, I believe, to help us to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord and just to bear good fruit in every good work. And we're so glad to be together here. We have a program kind of around the glory of the Lord. It's just an amazing, amazing subject. The glory of the Lord, to me, is one of the most fabulous, powerful subjects you can ever get involved with. But thanks be to God, we have something from the heart of heaven to bring to you. It says in Isaiah 60, "Arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." I think a lot of times people think of the word glory and they think of a Hallmark card and you know, it's a sentiment rather than a reality. The reality is when the glory of the Lord ever shows up, people fall to the ground. People are stunned. People stand in such a place of awe and wonder. And sometimes they even fall to the ground and can't even speak. Did you know that happened in Scripture? It happens in services. It happens all over the world today. So we need to thank God that He is glorious. The glory of God is something that is not natural to this world in this sense, that it just radiates. And yes, the heavens declare the glory of God. The earth shows forth His handiwork. But when you come into contact with that, you're not going to walk down the street and find that in the spirit of this world, or go to some discotheque and see the spirit of the world there bring the glory of God. It's not going to happen. But if you'll do things that attract God and God really loves, oh, you better watch out. Something most beautiful is about to happen. I love this song from Paul Baloche. It's called Glorious, and it just speaks of the sovereignty of heaven and the revelation of the character and nature of God. And I want you to just go ahead and soak it up and let that glorious power. Our eyes have seen the glory of the Lord.
Look inside the mystery. See the empty cross. See the risen Savior. Victorious and strong, no one else above him, none is strong to save. He alone has conquered the power of the grave. Glorious, my to match his word.
Glorious by Paul Baloche. And you know, when the glory of the Lord shows up, it's an amazing thing because you know, people can't abide the glory of the Lord. People don't understand it. People don't see it. People don't walk in it. People don't understand the glory of the Lord a lot of times. When the glory of the Lord shows up, it's an amazing thing that can happen. It's a powerful thing that can happen. It's a wonderful thing that can happen. So, it's an amazing thing that happens when the glory of the Lord shows up. And people don't always understand the glory of the Lord. But the glory of the Lord is something that's quite tangible. Kind of like electricity. It's maybe not as tangible, but it can be. And it so happened in Scripture when they dedicated the temple of the Lord, when Solomon had made an end of praying and they dedicated the temple, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And listen to this. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. Can you imagine having services? And we've had this happen in our services sometimes where the glory of the Lord is so strong you just want to fall on your knees. Sometimes you fall on your face. You don't get on your face, you fall on your face. And when the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, and his mercy endures forever." That's when God shows up. oh boy, I'll tell you what, it's glorious. It's a beautiful thing. And to be around the glory of the Lord and let the glory of the Lord take over in your heart and in your life, it's an amazing thing. And so this program is about the glory of the Lord, the glory of God, and how the glory of the Lord can affect our lives and do something. You know, if you're standing there and the glory of the Lord comes, that's the reality of God. You know, God's not fake. He's not some made-up fairy tale. He's not some kind of a story that's been passed down by a bunch of olive growers. No, God is real. God's alive. And Jesus is risen from the dead. I've got good news for you. It's time to believe God. It is time to turn the switch of faith on and to trust God with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. You see, your own understanding will say the glory of the Lord's not real. It doesn't exist. You can't depend on it. You've got to trust in the flesh. And no, if you do that, you'll just let your mouth run crazy, your life run crazy, your thoughts run crazy, and just be like a train without a track and just going wherever the power of your flesh goes. But God has designed a track that's called faith and that you're to ride smoothly. No, this doesn't mean there's not going to be tests and trials, but I'll tell you what, there's enough power in the engine to keep the train going up the biggest hill, down the lowest valley, and plenty of cargo on board to deliver, not just for yourself, but for a lost and dying world. And that's what we need to be in tune with, is what God would have us do in this life. This song here is a powerful song by Marvin Sapp. It's an older song. It's called Glory to the Lamb. And to me, it's a testimony song. It's like looking at a person's life and saying, here, this is what's happened to me. It's kind of like Andre Crouch, To God Be the Glory. But this is Glory to the Lamb. And Marvin Sapp wrote this song, and it's just, this is what's happened to me, and you know what, all the glory for the changes that have happened. See, glory brings about a change, and the glory that happens, and the power that manifests in your life brings about a change of character. And so that's what this song says to me. It's a testimony of what God's power can do in your life. What God's power can do when you just lift up your hands and trust Him. So let's just listen to it. It's Glory to the Lamb, Marvin Sapp.
I sing this song to you. I give you praise. I lift my hands to you. My voice I raise. Because of who you are, I am who I am. Sing glory to the Lamb, oh my. You save my soul from sin, answer my prayer. Trust me in righteousness, none can compare. Show me the path to walk you, show me your plan. We sing glory to you.
Lord Jehovah. Song of Praise, Glory to the Lamb by Marvin Sapp, and that's from the Diary of a Psalmist. But you know, that is, man, what God can do in a person's life if we just let Him. He can change the way we think, change the way we talk, change the way we walk. And there's so much about the glory of the Lord written in Scripture. And we mentioned just a few things that, you know, when the glory of the Lord showed up, and the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house. The scripture says, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill made low, and the crooked place shall be made straight, the rough places plain. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. There's a voice saying, cry and cry aloud in the wilderness, and you know, make straight the paths of the Lord. That's what it speaks of, in just above that. It says, comfort ye my people, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Then he says, every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill being low, the crooked places shall be made straight, the rough places plain, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. That's what happened when John the Baptist came and had his ministry. But when the glory of the Lord is revealed, this is what I want you to see. In 2 Chronicles, when we read just a little bit earlier, when they dedicated the temple, it said that the glory of the Lord filled the Lord's house, and the ministers, the priests, could not stand to minister. They fell on their face. Yeah, that's what happened. The priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. And somebody said, well, that's the Old Testament. Well, guess what? In the New Testament, there was Stephen who was being stoned, and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father and the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'll tell you what. The glory of the Lord shone round about when the angels of the Lord came and sang songs of praise unto God, declaring the birth of Christ. The glory of the Lord shone round about them. That's God's power being revealed. In 2 Chronicles 3:18, it says, we behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord, and we're transformed. I don't know if you've ever read a scripture and it just changed your life. That's what it's talking about, the glory of the Lord being revealed. So there's so much about the glory of the Lord that we need to have in our life. There's so much about the glory of the Lord. We try to do things in our flesh. We try to do things in the natural. But we should yield to the glory of God. And let when you speak the word of God, when you touch on the things of heaven, the glory of the Lord shows up. Oh, we're gonna see that a little bit later in our program. And we're going to have the glory of the Lord. I mean, it's here right now, and if you'll reach out, but it's going to be in greater manifestation as this program goes on, and just stick with us, because everything is going to be touched by the glory of the Lord. There's an album called Glory Revealed, and there's a song from it called Glory Revealed, and it's by Candy Peterson, and I just know the power of God. Candy Peterson Shelton, by the way, I just know that this is the scripture that we just read in Isaiah, that if you'll prepare your heart and you'll receive this, I'm telling you, you'll walk in a greater glory than you ever have before. This is Glory Revealed.
A voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight
That's the glory of the Lord, the glory revealed. And let's hear a word from our sponsor right now.
No, honey, I agree. We should be seeking eternal answers about life. But the question is, where? I mean, no way am I going to some online do-it-yourself guru or some $600 a weekend, you're all God's crackpot. Isn't that right, little buddy? Yeah, I'm not looking for some hyped-up, frenzy-based super church either. Tell me where I can get some truthful answers with honesty and purity. I'll be there today. The whole family. And that means you too, little guy.
Yeah, talk to Jesus. He's been leading people into the truth and life for 2,000 years. It's his book, the Bible. It has all his simple truths that bring families together for a safe, simple, and secure eternal life. Talk to Jesus. He's the way. Yeah, that's our sponsor, the Bible. Yeah, that book has been around for a long time. God spoke to Moses. God spoke to Adam. God spoke. It was recorded, and we've been the faithful recipients of that word. Hallelujah. And we keep his word in our heart, and therefore we have a good report of what is happening on the earth because we are hooked up with heaven, and that's what we want to do. Thank God for the Bible sponsoring this program and keeping us right on track and on target. We have a new segment in our program. We're going to get back to our theme, which is the glory of God. But we have some archives with Brother E.W. And, you know, it's a time to look back some old nuggets of faith from Brother E.W. and on the subject of God's glory. And so let's go see what's happening with Brother E.W.
And now It Is Time presents Golden Nuggets from the Past with Brother E.W. And now for today's nugget, here's Brother E.W.
Well, hello, friends. I'm here to talk to you about Ye Are of God. I'm just sitting here out on my porch, just enjoying the sprinkler in the summertime. It's just wonderful to just sit here with my lemonade and just enjoy God. When I think of the glory of the Lord, I think of God's Word and how God's Word changes us into His image because we are of God. Ye are of God. This is speaking of the believer, speaking of another class of people. He says they are of the world, therefore speak they as of the world. But ye are of God. Jesus said, except a man be born from above, born of the Spirit, born of the Word, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. We have received God's nature and life and ability. With his nature, we receive the character of God. We are in fellowship with him. We acquire the habits of God that we see in Jesus in his earth walk. We learn the language of heaven so that the Word is as contacts us, rather, the Word as it contacts us becomes a part of us. I recall 1 John 4:4 that it says, ye are of God, my little children, and have overcome them. Oh, linger on that for a while. Have overcome them. You see, the nuggets of God's Word speak of God's glory because we are of God and have overcome them. My, the work has been accomplished. The glory has manifested. And Jesus overcame the adversary. He said this, it is written, the Word of God has the glory of God in it. Now, Jesus is telling us that we are overcomers. 1 John 2:14, I have written unto you young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. They overcame in their present day combat through the word that was living in them. We are conquerors today by our word. Our word needs to be His word. It is our testimony that wins. We conquer the adversary with our testimony, our confession of faith. Our confession of faith ignites the glory. And when the glory shows up, ooh, it's powerful. This is Brother E.W. I'm so glad you joined us, sitting here on my porch, just enjoying the presence of God and the glory of the Lord. I hope you can join me next time, because we like to speak about the Word of God. This is Brother E.W. saying, until next time, be blessed. Well, thank you, Brother E.W. That was great. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to have that. This is Glory in the Highest. Sean Foyt, let the glory touch you right now. I guarantee you, this is where it starts. Let God's power saturate you, because there's something God is going to do as we make room for Him. That's what we're doing right now. Let's make room for Him. Let's put everything aside, make room, and I guarantee you, something's going to happen to your body, to your life, to your heart, in the name of Jesus.
Open up, you ancient skies, for the rays of the sun to shine. It's been cloudy for far too long. Hear the saints sing a new love song. Prepare the way, for here He comes. Open your heart and make room and
in the high.
break through the atmosphere and we release it now. Your people call you near, we release the sound. To break through the atmosphere and we release it now. Your people call you near and we release the sound. To break through the atmosphere and we release it now. Your people call you near and we release the sound. To break through the atmosphere and we release it now. Your people call you near.
It is right there. Come on, just receive it. We release the sound that breaks through the atmosphere. You're hooking up with heaven. You and heaven working together. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Who is like him? We're breaking through the atmosphere. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has made the way. All we have to do is speak covenant words. When they started worshiping the Lord, see, they got it right. They weren't worshiping idols. They weren't worshiping silly things. They weren't worshiping their own selves. They weren't worshiping graven images. They were worshiping the living God. And when they began to call upon the living God, something began to happen on the inside. Because God said, I'm pleased. You've done what I've asked you to do. It's faith. You're reaching out in faith. And that faith is what causes God to respond. Oh, hallelujah. That's what causes God to say, okay, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do something so mighty, so wonderful, so beautiful for you on your behalf. Watch what I do. The glory of the Lord's going to be revealed. You know, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, we behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. You know, you can't get any more succinct than that. You can't get any more precise than that. The same image, not some mirror image, not just a replica, the same image. How can the Holy Spirit change us into the same image as God, as Jesus? Look what it says in 2 Corinthians 3. He says, we have such hope. We use great plainness of speech. Look, I don't have to couch my words. I don't have to say, I hope God will do this. Maybe God will do this. I can say, guess what? I'm going to use plainness of speech. God will do this, not as Moses, which put a veil over his face that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look unto the end of that which was abolished. But their minds were blinded until this day. Remains the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Covenant, the Old Testament. Which veil is done away in Christ? But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. He's saying when the King of Glory comes, that's Jesus, man. When the King of Glory comes, oh my goodness, something's going to happen. That veil's going to be taken away. And that King of Glory is going to absolutely make a way to the presence of God. And that's what's happened. The King of Glory has come. He's not the King of Glory just because he's glorious and he's God. He's the King of Glory. That glory is the manifested presence of God. And he dishes it out. He shares it. He reveals it. He imparts glory. One of the prayers that Paul prayed for the church is that there would be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. Would to God, when we come to church, people could hardly stand to minister because the thickness of God's presence is so wonderful and so welcomed by the people that we're not thinking about strife and difference, what color the carpet is, and all this little silly stuff that we think about. I don't like this song. I like this style and this hairdo and that dress and this, that, and the other. All those things, my friend, they're so petty. They're so small. They're so childlike. Not childlike faith, but childlike. And, you know, that's mine. I want that. That's what I mean. It's silly when you compare it to the glory of the Lord. I see the King of Glory. How about you? Here he comes. Why don't we just open our hearts right now and just let the King of Glory come in? Why don't we just open our hearts right now and let the King do what he does so well, so wonderfully? Let him just absolutely change us. Oh, the King of Glory is here. Hallelujah. There's a holy presence right now that's going to take over everything. Let it happen right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. Can you see him? Let him open your eyes.
Let your gaze be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace.
He is the King of Glory. Glory to God. That's right. He is the King of Glory. That's Chris Tomlin. And you are the King of Glory. God, we thank you so much. Who is the King of Glory? He is the King of Glory. Mighty, mighty God. You know that when you say King of Glory, he's the one that has it all. Don't look for the glory somewhere else. See, the glory is what changes us. The glory is what, that's where the gold is in the glory. And you don't want the glory yourself. You don't want to touch the glory in the sense that you're the author of it. Neither do you want to go to some other source for what you think is glory. Because that glory is not gold, it's brass. It's just man. Brass signifies that which is due for judgment. Gold is that which was from God. And people say, well, you know, I'm a fortune teller and I have a gift from God and I can bring glory. No, your glory will fade away and be judged. Yours is false. It's divination, and it's not of God. It's not of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's from the little God, G-O-D, of this world, and his name is Satan. And you can't, you need to run away from that. I mean, run, just turn away. 180, just get out of there. Just get out of it. Don't mess with that stuff. Oh, there's no glory in that at all. There's death in it. That's what's at the end of that. Little rope is death. We need to stay away from that. We need to get involved with that which builds up, that which strengthens. And the glory of God does that. You know, God has put something on our hearts, and I believe it has His glory in it. And it's called Team Edify. And we're here to bring a word of edification to the world. And we're going to get a million strong. I'm telling you, God's doing something wonderful with Team Edify. And there's so much that can be done, but we need everybody to climb on board. So give a listen.
Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We are a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will receive edification for our lives, bring edification to those around us, and give edification away to someone new each and every day. As a team member, you will receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a lifetime membership card, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify revolution, simply log on to edifyforlife.org and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifyforlife.org. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifyforlife.org. That's edifyforlife.org. Our sponsor this half hour is 2Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2Core 10-4. 2Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10-4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments.
That's right. 2Core 10-4 is our proud sponsor for this half hour. And, you know, I can't say enough about 2Core 10-4. You can take it in the classroom. I mean, it will not make you drowsy. There's nothing in there that will just put you to sleep. I mean, unless you need to go to sleep. If it's nighttime, you need to go to bed. Hey, 2Core 10-4 will do the job. But you can operate heavy machinery such as a mouse and a microphone that I'm doing right now, and I'm using 2Core 10-4. And you can't overdose on it either. You can just get as happy as you want with it and cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and you can see a difference right away. I mean, it doesn't even take a minute. It just starts working and settles us down and causes us to dwell on the things that are most important to us, and that's God's Word. And we're so thankful for 2Core 10-4 for being our sponsor. Hey, you know what? Don't limit the glory of God in your life. You see, when you look into the perfect law of liberty, you are transformed into the same image. The glory of God that shines forth, that shone forth with Moses, he said that glory is even greater. And it'll shine in the face of Jesus Christ. And when you read those words of the new covenant, they'll shine in your face. And it touches everything so that everything becomes glorious. This is a little bit different song, a little bit different style. It's the David Crowder Band. It's, you know, a well-known group. But it's a little bit different style. But the words are just amazing. And don't let the enemy tell you that God can't glorify your children. God can't glorify your job. God can't glorify the things that you call mundane and everyday. God can do it. He can transform everything that we give to Him, and it becomes glorious. So this is the David Crowder Band, and this song's called Everything Glorious. Let it happen in your life.
Day is brighter here with you. The night is lighter than it's you would lead me to believe, which leads me to believe. You may
we're going from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. That's what's so amazing. He's able to do that. He's able to touch our lives and go from one degree of glory to the next. And that's the amazing thing about our God. Hallelujah. Let's let the Holy Spirit rain down. This is Shout from the Shout to the Lord album, Hillsongs. Holy Spirit, rain down. Let it happen right now. Let it fall. He's transforming our lives right now in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Had bouts with depression, just go free right now. You've been battling thoughts of suicide, just go free right now. I break the power of those things in the name of Jesus. You unclean spirit, I break your power. We're free to be transformed by God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank God for the changes. Thank God for transformations.
Let your presence fill this place, Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah, be filled with the Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. We are so thankful that you are a living God, that you're not a fairy tale. You're not just something we can read about. But you're the mighty King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we're so honored to know you, to be a part of you, to have you in our life. Hey, this has been a great broadcast. I knew this would be life-changing. I just knew it would be. God just dropped it in our hearts just before we started. Sometimes I don't know until we start what we're going to do. And the whole subject of the glory of the Lord. Knowing the glory of God, having the glory of God in our life, having the glory of God on our speech, having the glory of God in our relationships. That means we don't stick our neck out and go ahead of God. We allow the glory of God to pick us up and take us. Oh, mighty God. We're going to have to do a program on the river of God before too long, because the glory of the Lord and the river of God, they all flow together. And it's just awesome when God takes control and does his thing in our life. Can you say amen? All right. Well, this is Limit X. They like to come into the studio right towards the end.
Go tell on the mountain of the hills and everywhere.
We got to go tell it. Well, come on. You can't keep it inside. You got to tell somebody about the good news.
Go tell on the mountain of the hills and everywhere. Bop, bop, bop.
Come on, go.
Tell it on the mountain, yeah, that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Hey, this is Ed Gutfeld. We're so thankful that you joined us today. My thanks go to Greg Amon for helping us out, and Alan Gutfeld for technical support and a lot of the production. Lord, we thank you. For friends, partners, people that join with us and help us financially and prayerfully to do what we need to do. And we're so honored that we have great friends like that. Remember, it is time. Time what? To rise up and declare the greatness of our God. It's time to say, hey, I'm not going to put it off anymore. I'm going to do what I'm called to do. I'm going to put my hand to the plow and not turn back. I'm not going to turn into a pillar of salt. No way. I'm not Lot's wife. I'm the servant of the Most High God. I'm a child of God. And I'm going to say, it is time.